Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Gold Radio Cafe. It's Friday, April 19th, 2013, and welcome to the Gold and Silver Financial Review. My name is Bosco Kacharovich, and this program is brought to you by Central Metals, your gold and silver bullion dealer. We're located here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and our website is centralmetalscorp.com. Our phone number is 800-649-6722. We will be accepting email questions during the program, and you can direct those to mail at centralmetalscorp.com. That's M-A-I-L at centralmetalscorp.com. It's been an interesting week, folks, as you all know. Let me just give you some quotes here. Gold, 1401.70. Silver, 2333. Platinum, 1428. Palladium, 673. This is the first time in a while that platinum is higher than gold. So things are changing in that relationship. But by the way, Jeff Dunphy will not be joining us today, so we're just going to go through some headlines and take any questions. And it's probably going to be a short show, but regardless, we did have a quick show earlier this week on Monday to address the recent drop that we've seen in the precious metals market. Like I said earlier, in my previous show this week, and I'm sure many of you have read the news that this drop in the metals is orchestrated, and it doesn't represent any fundamental supply and demand issues. And I can tell you for a fact, this is the first time since I've been doing this that there is an actual physical strain on supply. In previous years, I've read news that there was a strain on silver, that there was no silver available, and yet when I call my warehouses, they have plenty of silver available for delivery, physical silver bars. The story this week is different, folks. Currently, the Canadian Mint is allocating silver. Many of the distributors are not even accepting quotes for silver, in the United States anyway. I haven't spoken to any warehouses in Canada, but the U.S. warehouses do a lot more volume, and silver is in very tight supply right now. At the beginning of the week, the lead time for silver maples, for example, was about 8 weeks out. And when I called them on Tuesday, they said that they're not accepting any more orders. So silver is in definitely tight supply. Some of the other refiners have a tight supply on the smaller bars, the 10-ounce bars and the 100-ounce bars. They're 2 to 3 weeks out. 1,000-ounce bars are available. And we have some new refiners that we're dealing with that have plenty of silver, but it's just going to take some time for delivery. So this correction here, folks, is purely a paper correction. The actual physical demand is very high, and I'm just going to go through some headlines here. One, let's see, this is from a gold site, paper gold holders flee to real metal. So apparently a lot of the ETF investors are getting out of their paper gold and silver and actually buying physical. Shortage of gold bars and coins in Dubai, says World Gold Council. This is from the Economic Times. Apparently there's a squeeze even in the Middle East on gold and silver. From Bloomberg, the U.S. Mint sales of gold coins soar after futures slump. The U.S. Mint in April has sold 153 ounces of American Gold Eagle coins, the highest in almost 3 years after futures prices started the week by plunging the most since 1980. So, folks, this drop that has been orchestrated has provided a great opportunity for many physical investors, and they're all taking advantage of it. Okay? So I think that there's a couple different scenarios we can look at, either that this drop was orchestrated in order for the big players to get in cheap, and we're going to have a quick bounce, or they tried to scare people away from investing in gold. If that was the intention, if their intention was to drop this market in order to scare people away, well, unfortunately, it didn't work at all. People are buying physical much more. I can tell you from my business, I've been busy all week nonstop. And many clients are getting out of paper gold and going into physical. So if that was their intention by dropping the market here, it's backfired on them because people, the gold investors are smarter than that. They can see a good opportunity when it's presented to them. And on a side note, I have many clients that are from India and the Middle East, and most of them were buyers this week. It's a great opportunity. And I think we're headed for much higher prices. How long it's going to take, I guess nobody really knows until they stop manipulating the markets, even if they ever do. But there's no possible way that they can keep this up much longer. There's going to have to come a breaking point. Either there's going to be a default on the COMEX, or that the people that are manipulating it are going to have to stop manipulating, or they're going to switch. They're going to start manipulating it on the long side. So regardless, gold is still the safest place to be, folks. We all seen what's going on in Cyprus and Europe. Bank accounts are being withdrawn. People's money is being controlled. There's withdrawal limits being placed on accounts and so on. So this paper, and keep in mind, folks, this is a paper price of gold. And when gold goes down, it's not like you're losing gold. All that's happening is the U.S. dollar is going up in value. Okay? So you have to keep in mind that gold trades like a currency. Okay? It is money. So when you compare the price of gold, you look at it, this is 1 ounce of gold versus $1,400. So it's the U.S. dollar that's changing. 1 ounce of gold doesn't change. It's still 1 ounce of gold. And what you can purchase for that 1 ounce of gold is what's important. Okay, when you compare your 1 ounce of gold to the cost of living or the goods and services that you can buy with that 1 ounce, It pretty much maintains its stability over the course of time, over the long term. So these little corrections here and there, for people that are looking to invest in gold for the long term as a store of value, okay, as money, these little corrections should be nothing more than a buying opportunity, because it is money. You're buying money for cheap. You're selling your U.S. dollars or paper currencies and receiving a hard currency, okay, that cannot be taken away from you. You can't put your gold, it doesn't go into a bank account where the banks and other institutions can control it or limit your withdrawals. Okay, once you own your gold, you take possession of it, take it home with you. Our recommendation has always been to take possession of your physical gold and silver, take it home with you, hide it, put it in a safe. However, you can be creative and think of ways to hide it in your house. If something like that is not suitable for you, We do offer private vault storage facilities that are outside the financial system. So it doesn't matter if the banks, all the banks collapse, your gold in the vault is still going to be safe and sound. And you can give us a call and go pick it up at any time. Okay, that's our U-Vault account. If anyone's interested, please give us a call at 800-649-6722. And just keep in mind that that U-Vault account is available around the world. We have vault locations in Canada, the United States, pretty much all over Europe, Asia as well, China, Japan, Singapore, Hong Kong, South Africa, the Middle East. Dubai is the main, I believe, the only place in the Middle East where there's a vault that we have, and we also have in Australia and New Zealand. So anyone interested, you know, in having gold and silver in storage in a private vault, give us a call, and we can make arrangements for that. As well, folks, keep in mind that anyone interested in purchasing the metal, we do ship globally. Okay, there's going to be an added cost for shipping, but we do offer global shipping, and we have very competitive prices. So just give us a call or send us an email at mail@centralmetalscorp.com. One of the questions I had this week as well was for retirement accounts. As we suggested previously, that we are recommending that people take an active role in reducing their exposure to the retirement accounts in the market. So what you want to do is start the process of cashing out your retirement accounts, whether it's an IRA or a 401k or RSP, whichever. Retirement accounts are going to be subject to controls by the government. Case in point, what's happening in Cyprus. So, you know, the idea is to get your funds out, get them closer to you, eliminate any counterparties or intermediaries between you and your money. Okay, pay the taxes, whatever you're due. Pay the taxes to the government. They need the help. Anyways, so pay your taxes. I know that you might have to take a tax hit, but it's better to take a tax hit now than to receive no money in the future. Okay, so I know this sounds a little bit drastic, but judging from what's happening around the world, you know, I think it would be a very prudent thing to do. So start the process. Get your cash out of these accounts. If you don't want to buy gold and silver, of course, you know, we may have a biased opinion towards gold and silver, but when it comes to your retirement accounts, I think you should look at eliminating any counterparties between you and your money. If you want to keep your money in cash, in a safe at home, or buy other tangible assets besides gold and silver, it's your choice. We recommend, of course, gold and silver is the safest place to be. It's maintained value over the course of history, and it's you know, it has always been there as a store of value for many, many years. We have the, like I said earlier, the U.S. Mint and the Canadian Mint are having supply issues with silver. Gold seems to be okay right now. There's a small lead time on gold coins. Gold maples right now, we are not booking any orders. We're booking orders, but the lead time is about 3 weeks. So for gold maples. Silver maples right now, we're not accepting any orders, possibly next week. I will put a notice on my website when we're going to be accepting orders for silver maples again. So currently we have 10-ounce silver bars, 100-ounce bars available with a lead time. The lead time right now is 2 to 3 weeks for silver bars, and you know, we can go from there. We do have other coins available, the Australian, the Perth Mint coins, the Austrian coins are available. We have silver rounds available, but the Canadian Mint products and the U.S. Mint products are, some coins are in very tight supply. So just give us a call if you're interested, and we can get you a quote. With that, folks, I think it's going to be an interesting spring. It looks like we're going to have a lot of volatility in the precious metals. And what they're looks like what they're planning in Europe, I was just reading a report from the European Commission this morning. Looks like they're planning to implement a financial transaction tax. That's possibly going to work its way over to North America as well in the future. So these are part of the reasons why we recommend taking action now to reduce your exposure in your retirement accounts. Start getting the money out. If it makes sense for you, take it all out at once. If not, start liquidating your positions and taking cash and put it in a... I mean, there's various different things you can do. Putting it in a bank might not be the best way, but we recommend, you know, you have to have some money in the bank, obviously, to pay your bills and so on. But, you know, you can put your funds in gold and silver. You can keep cash at home, buy other tangible assets that are easy to liquidate. You can purchase also government paper, bonds and treasuries, and you could ask your bank to possibly take delivery of those. You know, that's something you'd have to discuss with your financial advisor or your stockbroker, and I'm sure that they could help you with that. But any gold and silver, you know, we can take care of that for you. So times are changing, folks, and I think it's prudent that we eliminate any counterparty risk between us and our assets. So there's not much else we have right now for you. I'd like to thank you all for joining us. Jeff Dunphy will be off probably for a little while, so we hope he's doing well and returns shortly. And with that, if we have any questions or would like any quotes, just give us a call at 800-649-6722. Thanks again, folks, and hope you all have a great weekend, and we'll see you again next Friday. Goodbye.